are here at Think 17 in wonderful New York City with Dan LaFurla. How are you, Dan?
I'm terrific. Thanks, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Appreciate
great.
That. Hey, we're talking maximizing revenue opportunities, and who doesn't want that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, I mean, just to kind of kick things off, can you give us a couple examples of how to help credit unions kind of meet this goal? How do they maximize their revenue opportunities?
Sure. I think one of the areas, Mike, that just keeps coming up is the ability to maximize interchange.
Okay.
So really it comes down to having those members use their card. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a competitive world. You can't go to your mailbox in a day without getting two or three credit card offers.
I hear that.
So we got to help our credit union partners find ways to get that their card, make it most attractive, and get top of wallet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And not only just top of physical wallet, but of course the digital wallet as well.
Yep.
So, you know, we find ways to try to make it not only attractive to those end users, be able to, for those members, attract, retain those members, mm-hmm. and get maximum uses of that wallet share. So that's really huge today. Another area that's a huge, not only concern, but opportunity is in the area of fraud. Huge, obviously, area today. And one, we want to minimize fraud on behalf of our credit union partners. That's the easy.
Right.
It could be easy, right, if you just shut them all down.
Right.
I think, and we've got a lot of exciting tools and resources that we've been using in conjunction with our credit union partners to help do that. But I think the other area in the, as it relates to fraud that's so important is the ability to empower their members. Because if we're just shutting them down and they're not able to use their card when they need to use it, some of the stats I've heard are staggering in terms of if you have a member go and use their card and mm-hmm. they're denied,
mm-hmm.
that goes to the back of wallet.
Oh, no
and
doubt.
It mm-hmm. might get me now make its way out of the wallet or certainly to the top of wallet for another 12 to 18 months.
Wow.
So the impact or the opportunity cost of not allowing those members to use their card mm-hmm. when and where they want to mm-hmm. is huge. So mm-hmm. it's really important for us to help our credit union partners devise those strategies that meet both needs. You know, minimize fraud and fraud losses, mm-hmm. but help those members mm-hmm. Be able to use their cards and empower their members.
Yep.
So another huge area. And I think probably the last area I would certainly cite is the importance of truly having seamless and continuity around the member's experience with how they use the card. The easier it is to use, the more they're going to use it,
mm-hmm.
The more control they can have.
Mm-hmm.
If they can turn on and off their controls, if they're, whether it be travel, they're traveling, they want to turn those off or
mm-hmm.
on,
mm-hmm.
or card alerts, the more we can help our credit union partners empower their members, the better.
Yep,
that card will rise to the top and,
yep.
and members will be using it. Interchange will be good and all will be right with the world,
right? Yeah, I mean, from a consumer's perspective, what you just said there is so true because, you know, I had a breach on one of my cards. I haven't used it since. And this was like, a year ago or some more or something like that? And then keeping it top of wallet and then top of my Apple Pay and that, all that type of stuff. It's all so true.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got to be on the forefront of that and helping our customers and our credit union partners and their members. We want them to use the card.
Yeah.
And you know what? All those things are so important because it's a competitive space.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. No doubt. No doubt. Self-service banking with younger generations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when they're joining a credit union staff or they're coming in as an executive, I mean, how do they expect the same? Do they expect the same self-service or
as a credit union?
Yeah, employee? Or even from co-op? I mean,
yeah, you know, that's a great question, Mike, because they really do, and they are entitled to that,
mm-hmm,
right?
Right.
So I think one of the things that we need to do is be prepared to empower them to do their job in the most seamless way possible.
Yeah.
So by providing them technologies, tools, consistent approach where they can do that, where they're they are supporting their members on the phone in a call center
mm-hmm,
or
mm-hmm,
online
mm-hmm.
or whether they're in person, their ability to be able to serve them quickly and professionally is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And so that seamlessness and transparency is really important. To that end, a couple of other things we're trying to do to help our credit union partners in that regard is certainly in the area of single sign-on. You know, you've got all sorts of technologies going on, and we don't want our credit union employees bouncing from screen to screen to try to best support their clients, and they don't want that.
Yep.
So we have some tools and technologies available that are very intuitive and allow those employees to be not only very impactful, but professional and responsive to their members. And that's
mm-hmm.
what the younger generation wants.
Yeah.
You know, my generation wants it too,
I want it too.
And so, yeah, absolutely. We want to do that. The other thing that we are doing is constantly evolving our client portal. So our credit union partners will have the ability to tap into our expertise, our tools, our resources, whether that be for education or using some of the technologies to do their own monitoring or card alerts or whatever it is. So they have that fluidity and be able to do that. And so those are the things we are looking to do. Unified reporting. You know, one of the things we owe to our credit union partners is give them the ability to get the information, the kind of information they want, when they want it, and how they want it.
Okay. Okay.
And, you know, all data and reporting is not created equally.
That is true.
What the executive level team at a credit union may need to do their jobs and serve their members may be very different than a frontline or a branch employee.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And so we've got to give them the ability to go online and get that information the way they want it in a reporting fashion. And so the things we've worked really hard at developing over the last couple of years, and we'll continue. It's an ongoing process.
Okay.
We're never finished with that.
Oh, yes.
So those are some areas that we need to be seamless and consistent with our credit union partners, just like they like to bring that to the membership.
Yep. Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. So when talking, switching gears here a little bit here, when talking with credit unions nationwide, where are they with evolving their payments programs? I mean, do you see a theme throughout the country, or is everything different, or how do you see that?
Well, so certainly every credit union has their own nuances, but I do see some very common themes that are kind of weaved throughout.
Okay.
And number one at the top of the list always is about member experience,
right?
How
can make it easy.
Yeah, how can we best serve our members in the way they want to be served?
And
so that's obviously very rewarding to be part of. And so they continue. One of the things we're hearing a lot of lately, continuing to find ways to best do that, whether it be through technologies, digitalization, as we're hearing a lot about at this conference, is at the forefront of helping empower them to do that. The other area is in data. You know, most credit unions are getting to a point where they understand they have a wealth of data at their disposal.
Oh, yeah.
And if they don't, they better get there, right? Well, and one of the challenges, Mike, is they're figuring out they have all this data but don't know what to do with it.
Because
at the end of the day, they want to use this data to attract, retain, and best serve their members. And I think they are, the realization is, hey, we're only using a fraction of it in the way we can. We have wonderful opportunities to use it very responsibly to serve our members. And those are very common themes. And, you know, of course, the last one that I find very exciting and rewarding is the common theme to take all these technologies, big data, the trends, and weave that into the credit union mission. You know, the people helping people and the human aspect of it. And I think that's one of the things that makes it so rewarding for us to serve this industry is being very progressive in rolling out technologies and strategies, yet weaving that in with the human element. And I find that extraordinarily engaging in this industry. So it's an exciting time.
No doubt. No doubt. And last question for you. Think is always known for its speakers. I mean, do you have any favorites that stand out for this show? Anyone that you're looking for especially? Or
Mike, you know, we have a ton of great speakers.
Oh, yeah.
And some we've heard, some we're going to hear. But I will tell you, I really enjoyed Meg Crofton's talk this morning.
From Disney?
Yeah, and there were some themes in there that were so impactful and really resonated with me. And really, you start back, and we certainly try to look at things from the members' experience back, right? And that is the theme of Disney, but not only that, the reminder of how to look at it from their client's eyes, the bottom line will take care of itself if you do that. And I really not only agree with that, I just wholeheartedly embrace that. But also, I think the methodologies that that Disney used to engage new technologies, to engage new solutions on behalf of their guests is very exciting how they took us through that. And I think there's great lessons to be learned for all of us. So, yeah, it's been already a fabulous conference. I think the speakers are engaging, and it's very educational for me to listen not only to the speakers, but all our credit unions here, too.
Yeah,
they're probably the biggest wealth of information for us, for me.
And we're only in day one.
I know it. You know, look how much smarter we'll be in a couple of days,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. I can't wait.
Absolutely.
Dan, thank you so much.
Mike, thanks
well
so much
done.
For having
well
me.
Done.